on the shittiest song of the week.
That sounds fucking terrible.
It's like retard music.
It's utter horseshit.
I was gonna say, it's bad.
This is dumb, retarded.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm your host, Brandon, and joining me as always, back by popular demand, it's Red. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, dude?
Not a fucking thing. And Teresa's also joining us tonight. Teresa, welcome.
Ahoy, hoy. Glad to be here, as always.
People, you know what to do at this point. Check us out at shittysong.show, where you're going to get links to the social media and the Patreon. And don't forget to join the new Discord server. I got to get used to saying that now.
Right.
Guys just added more shit for me to say here.
Yeah.
While the cat's away, Brandon. You know how that saying goes.
Yeah, I'm gone for 2 weeks, guys. Come on.
I'm not going to confirm nor deny, but there might be a Shitty Song of the Week OnlyFans floating around out there, too. I don't know.
Well, that
I tried to tell Red not to, but he insisted. So
I'm just sending out unsolicited Drake dick pics. That's all. That's all I'm doing. I say something real quick before we get started?
Sure.
May I have the floor for a second? May I have the talking stick?
You may.
It's good to have you back, Brandon. It feels very comfortable being on this side of the table than it did filling the shoes of the actual host of the show. So welcome back.
Yeah, we got to talk about we got to talk about that, Red. You're always so down and depressed, man. Like, you got to pep your step up with those intros.
That's not who I am, Brandon. I'm stoned all the time. So why would I be excited?
This is his 100.
Right. That's me. Anyway, welcome back.
Right. Yes, welcome back.
I appreciate that. Now, we got a special guest joining us this week to go over some Valentine's Day themed or love themed bullshit. I don't know what the fucking theme of this
love
episode
songs.
Is supposed to be. Is it love songs?
Love songs,
Valentine's Day, Brandon.
Yeah, Valentine's Day love. Lovey-dovey songs.
Yeah, and we couldn't do it alone. So joining us this week, we got Delvin Cox on the show. Delvin, welcome back.
What's up, my conegas?
Yeah, see, this is a makeup episode because we dropped the ball and didn't include Delvin in our R&B episode, and he got kind of mad about it. So this is like makeup sex for us and Delvin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, makeup sex. Cool. That always works out.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Yep. Yeah, and what a better time to do it than the week of Valentine's Day of all things.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
So, do y'all celebrate Valentine's Day? Because it's really just a fucking made-up holiday.
Nope.
No, it's stupid shit.
I celebrate it.
Now that I have a girlfriend, she's like, you got to celebrate this. I'm like, why? I love you every other day of the year. This one I have to love you extra?
Yeah. It means more on any other day besides Valentine's Day. It feels so forced.
Yeah.
Well, our anniversary is like the week after Valentine's Day, so we don't do both of them. I guess we combine it into one thing.
Oh, I could do that?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Because me and my girl's anniversary is the first week of February, so I'm going to tell her Valentine's Day canceled, bitch. We ain't doing this.
And my wedding anniversary is tomorrow, so yeah.
See? Well, I took her to Key West. That should be enough.
Yes.
Me and my wife celebrate two anniversaries. The day we started dating and our wedding.
The day y'all started seeing other people.
No. The day we started dating was February 14th, 1995.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's dope.
Yeah.
And the day y'all saw Drake's penis.
And February 6th, the day I saw Drake's penis. Yeah. I'm going to start buying myself flowers every year on February
6th. Yep.
Yeah. Like, babe, come in here. Come see this dick.
Love is in the air.
Moving on.
Drake's penis is on the internet, babe. Yeah.
What did call him? What did Twitter call him? Drake the Snake?
So I forget, are we going first with this one? How do you guys want to do this?
I don't think we ever said.
Well, Delvin, do you want to go first or do you want us to go first?
I will go. I will gladly go first. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I have a song that I despise. I know it's a very popular song. Well, at the time it came out, it was a very popular song. But this song offends me on so many levels. It is fucking awful, offensive, gutter trash.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, do tell.
So, Brandon, Red, you guys are fans of hip hop, right?
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Tupac?
Well, not for my taste personally. A little overrated, but I got nothing against him.
Okay. So you're neutral Tupac. What about you, Red?
Some would say he's hip hop royalty.
Okay.
But I would say, you know, to white people, he's hip hop royalty.
Okay. That's fair.
To me, I mean, he's pretty good. I like him. Now, if you were to make me pick sides between Tupac and Biggie, I'm a Tupac guy.
Okay. I'm glad you said that because I don't know if you guys know this. In the 90s, there was this war. East Coast versus West Coast. Lives were lost.
Yep.
Yep.
And on the East Coast side, there was Biggie. And a little less known fact, Biggie's friend, Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
On the West Coast side, there was Pac, of course. You know, Pac's a legend. During the time when Pac passed away, he made his album Machiavelli, which people love and stuff like that. There's a song on there called Me and My Girlfriend. You know, I don't know if you guys heard the song, but the hook of the song. So. All I need in this world today is me and my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Yep, I've heard that.
Yeah.
And he's rapping about him and his gun. An amazing hip-hop song. Some would say a classic. So, we're not talking about that song today.
I think I know where you're going with this.
We're talking about the dumb fuck who decided to take that classic song and make it about fucking Beyonce.
Yep. I know this song.
Pac hated him.
You ain't talking about Hova, are you?
Yes. Jay-Z took this song from Pac. Me and My Girlfriend, called it 03 Bonnie and Clyde. It's the same fucking song. He just changed it and made it about Beyonce, put Beyonce on the hook. This is when they first started dating, and it's the worst piece of shit I ever heard in my life. It is horrible. It is horrible on so many levels. It's horrible. Imagine Red. You die. God bless you, Red. We miss you. We love you.
Okay.
R.I.P.
Right.
And then Brandon says, we don't want to end the show. So we don't want to carry on with Red without Red. So we're gonna make poopy song of the week, and we're gonna get Red's hated rival to take his spot on the show.
We're gonna talk about this idea after the show, Delvin. I'm kind of on board.
Which idea? The idea of killing Red or replacing Red? Because both are on the table right now.
Damn. Okay.
Like I said, we'll talk.
But yeah, I hate this song for so many reasons. One, it's a cover of a rap song, which is already bad. But it's a bad cover. And two, it's two of the biggest stars making a terrible, terrible song. So, Teresa, I don't know if you want to load this shit up.
Now, if I say that, is it a close enough cover that they're using the same beat, the same hook and melody and all that. So he had to get permission from Tupac's people to use the shit?
I don't think he had to get permission from Tupac's people. I think he had to get permission from people who owned the original sample. I think the actual beat is a sample itself. Because you know that's how hip hop works.
Oh yeah.
But yes, and because he didn't use Tupac's voice in the song, he could just repeat what Tupac said.
You see how that works, Teresa? You can't just copyright spoken words like that, like we talked about last week.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so it's a cover, because it's pretty much the same concept. It's a terrible cover, but the song has been basically remade. So let's call it a remake, better yet.
Okay.
And a terrible one at that.
Yes, it is. Awful.
All right.
This is one of those songs that I never thought I was going to hear again. Like, it was huge when it first came out, and it annoyed me back then. And I was like, well, you know, at one day this is going to fade and I'll never hear this piece of shit again. And here we are so many years later.
And I hated it back then.
You guys are aware that at the time of this recording, the Grammys were just last night and Jay-Z got on mic and made some words to the people of the Grammys in Beyonce's defense and her honor. You do know that, right?
Did you hear
about that shit?
He said that he's pissed because the Grammys haven't respected her and haven't given her any Grammys. And she's like one of the most winningest Grammy winners of like recent years, in the last 20 years.
Yeah, with all the Grammys that she's won, she hasn't got Album of the Year or something, or Artist of the Year or something.
I think in theory that makes sense. I get what he was saying because, like, you know, artists like Michael Jackson. I think Michael Jackson only has one Grammy. Which is insane. Like, one Album of the Year Grammy. You know, and his whole point was, hey, why is Beyonce never in contention for Album of the Year, but yet y'all give her other Grammys for all this other bullshit? And it's kind of like they're giving her the Grammys to be like, shut up.
Yeah.
Be happy you got this. But, and I get it, because some of the years, Album of the Year they had, I think it was a couple years they had where she went up against people like, that song is an Album of the Year. Like, people you don't even fucking know has Album of the Year. Grammys is very biased and terrible. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, who gives a fuck about the Grammys? Why are you basing your art and your talent off what some old-ass white people think of your music?
It's who paid the most money to be in the Illuminati is who wins.
Pretty much, yeah.
Everybody knows that.
That's why Taylor Swift won 4 Album of the Year Grammys.
Right. Same people that made her a billionaire, but that's a totally different story. Anyway.
Fuck, this song's 5 minutes long. I almost forgot. God damn it. Check. Unleash the flutes on the blue
room. If it was me, I'd hit Mexico across the border.
No. He's got a new expecting that. It's too simple.
Is it?
What was that?
You ready, B?
Let's go. That was pure 2003.
Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Eyes behind shades, this necklace the reason all of my days been blind days, but today I got my Ferrowist girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel, it's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is doing Sex in the City. She gets carry fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to being my soldier, cause mommy's a rider and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her.
So how much street cred do you get for the Sex in the City reference?
None. I will say this. I'm happy to see Lance Reddick in this video. Lance Reddick is dope.
Yeah. I don't understand. No, neither one of them had died at this point. They do know who Bobby and Whitney are, right?
Yeah. And the funny thing about, I'm glad you mentioned that, because during this time, they weren't necessarily on a great life. Bobby and Whitney weren't people you'd be bragging about to be.
Bobby and Whitney is the most toxic Hollywood relationship to date.
Yeah, this isn't like what people thought. Like, this isn't like the day when people thought like Will and Jada were couple gold. Bobby and Whitney was fucked up back then.
Yeah. By this point, she had done smoked her kneecaps off already.
Yeah, this is not like these are not couple goals. But this video was trashed.
I never could get into Jay-Z. I don't know why I never could get into his rap style or his beats or anything like that.
I like Jay-Z. I would go as far as saying that the intro song they played, which did not connect to this video at all, because I don't know if you heard, they played like the whole intro to his other song, then went into the whole, which didn't make sense now that I look at it. Like, they played the intro to his Nas diss song and then faded that out into this police scene where they're Lance Reddick and the other white guys talk about like arresting Jay-Z and Beyonce for God knows what, I guess, whatever it is. It's a weird cut. Then when they cut actual video, nothing about it makes any sense.
Yeah, what are they running from? I need backstory here. Like, what did they do?
This was the era of when rap videos, when rappers tried to make like a mini movie out of their videos.
Yeah.
But they didn't know how to make movies. So it just looked like some shit off of Tubi. Like some shit off of Tubi.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, and it's almost like, do they not realize that Bonnie and Clyde were murderers? Like, come on. Like, why? I'm tired of this romancing murderers. Like, get off the Bonnie and Clyde bullshit. Set and they were weak at that.
Fascinated with doom and destruction. Get the fuck out of here with that
bullshit. I know, but it gets sickening seeing people like that. Like, oh, it's a tragic love story. No, they're a bunch of fucktards who went across shooting people and robbing people. Whoop-de-doo.
Goddamn right, that, Teresa.
Would you say that to Bonnie and Clyde's face, Teresa?
I would.
Give me a real classic love story, like Harley Quinn and the Joker. Make this song 03 Harley Quinn and the Joker.
That's toxic as shit, Delvin.
Exactly. But I understand.
Like the rest of what we've been talking
crazy.
About.
Because they're both crazy.
Okay.
Why does Jay-Z's voice sound so bored?
Because it's a terrible song. It
always
song.
Sounds like that.
Why does Jay-Z look like a camel? Those are the questions you should be asking. Jay-Z looks like a rapping Joe Camel. Like, I'll have to put you a pack of Marlboro cigarettes, not Marlboro, Camel cigarettes next to Jay-Z's face. You'll be like, that is the same motherfucker.
Beyonce, guess what day it is? Beyonce, guess what day it is? It's hump day. All right. Anyway.
I want a cigarette.
A camel? Joe Camel?
Yes.
Shoulder when I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The 03 Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla, all I need in this life to say is me and my girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend.
What a simple.
That's right. All I need in this life to say is me and my girlfriend. Look for me. Problem is, you dudes treat the one that you loving with the same respect that you treat the one that you humping. That ain't about nothing. If ever you mad about something, it won't be that. Oh no, it won't be that. I don't be at places where we comfy.
Look at this bullshit. Stop. Oh no, you stop. Stop. Stop.
That's cold.
Pop. That's cold. That's one would have never approved of this song being made. Two, to have that picture of Pac in the video is a slap in the fucking face. Pop didn't like you at all.
How was this received by the rap community, Devin? Because I don't think I've ever heard this. As popular as it is, I don't think I've ever heard this. How was this received in the community?
It was a popular song, but Pac fans did not like this song. I think Pac fans still don't like this song because they said the same thing. This is kind of hypocritical. It's like, you...
How about his circle and his friends and shit? They thought it was okay?
Jay-Z's one of those guys people don't like. They don't question
Jay-Z.
Well,
yeah, he's got hella influence. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they don't question Jay-Z's. This is like, to be clear, this is like the height of Jay-Z's fame at the time. This is right after Blueprint 1, right after the classic battle he had with Nas. And this is Blueprint 2. This is his follow-up to a classic album that, I think, the Blueprint 1 went like 5 times platinum.
Something. It was huge. Well, even this, like, to show how big it went, just this song, it went platinum.
Yeah,
that's how big the song was back when it came out. It was fucking everywhere.
This was like probably, I want to say, the height of Jay-Z's career. Like, he was still, like, even with him losing the battle to Nas, Jay-Z was still uber popular. Like, and this song was like the height of that. Like, you know, him and Beyonce in a relationship. This song was a mega hit, even though the song is fucking terrible. And, you know, it was just kind of things. People just kind of were like, he can't do no wrong at this time. But he could to me because this song was trash.
Can I point out, too, because, like, I know Jay-Z gets touted as being, like, this lyrical genius. How big of a lyrical genius is he when his rhyming scheme, because thank God the lyrics are up on the screen,
so
too.
So basic.
Yes, because he rhymes, like, he had 5 bars that rhymed in, like, all the words, like, something. Eat in, sleep in, and then now it's at, to where it's like hat, cat, that, bat. And it's like, that ruined, like, I don't care what you put in between all that. It's the fact that you get lazy at the end. Why is he considered a genius? That's fucking lazy as hell.
And I will add something else to that, Teresa. One of the biggest problems with this song is it's boring.
Horribly.
It's really boring. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot tell you where I would play this song at. I wouldn't play this song driving in the car. Mm-hmm. If I was in a club and this song came on, I would walk off the stage. I'd walk off. I would want to hear that. There's no way you could play this song. It would sound cool. Maybe in an elevator. This is like elevator music. There's nothing that's entertaining about this.
It's his own hold music.
Yeah.
You know where this song is cool if you play it at? In a bar in North Dakota where all the drunk woo girls can get on the dance and like bump and grind on the guy that they're with. That's where it's cool.
For it to be as popular as it is, Devin makes a good point. This song is very lackluster. Like, how is this song that fucking popular? Because there's really nothing to it.
Yeah.
It's not that great of a song.
Spoilers, it doesn't change. His voice stays monotone. Beyonce's not even really trying with singing in it. It's just no. There.
I think the only reason why it was so popular is because they were the new power couple. That's it. Everybody was enamored by it.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the song. The fact that you have someone as talented as Beyonce on the song, who can sing, and she doesn't even, it's like she's not even trying.
Mm-mm.
It's bad.
No, because he won't shut up long enough for her to get a line in edgewise.
She's only there for the hook, basically, or for the chorus.
For the chorus, and I think there's like a little small bridge part she does, but it's all terrible.
Okay.
Well, I think that part's coming up.
You won't see that, and no, I ain't perfect. Nobody walking this earth's surfaces, but girlfriend, work with the kid. I keep you working at Hermes Birkin bag, Manolo blind Tim's, aviator lens, 600 drops, Mercedes Benz. The only time you were a Burberry to swim, and I don't have to worry, only worry is him. She do anything necessary for him, and I do anything necessary for her. So don't let the necessary occur. Yep. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend. Tell me right to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend. Me and my boyfriend. That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Look for me. Tell me right to the very end. Talk to me. If I was your girlfriend, I'll be there for you. If somebody hurts you, even if somebody takes somebody.
Hold on, cut this for a second.
Well, what the fuck was that?
Hold on, see? I have a question. So the hook is me and my girlfriend, me and my boyfriend, but then her first line is if I was your girlfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd be there for you if someone was hurting you, even if that someone was me. What the fuck is that? Lyrical poetry, right? That's just Sasha, genius.
That's self-awareness, Brandon. That's what that is. That's self-awareness.
Well, yeah, technically, if she's hurting you, she's there for you because she's there for you hurting you.
Yeah, you got me there, Dalvin.
she's definitely present in the situation.
She's definitely there. This song is fucking awful. I'm sorry I brought this song because you guys look like y'all are not having fun because it's that bad.
What?
That's what we do here, Dalvin.
And okay, like I've always been kind of about Beyonce's vocals. Like she's too warbly. And here she sounds okay, but she's not using her quote full talent. Like, why not let her just like go balls to the walls, belt it out rather than the soft, quiet, like toned down version? Like, let her go all Beyonce on that part.
Because the overall theme of this song is laziness, Teresa.
Yes.
Touché.
Bingo. This is not good.
We still have 2 minutes left, guys.
Yeah, see?
Good
see
what pin, I'm talking about?
This is fucking awful. It's not even, it's awful in a way, like, you know, last year I brought the R. Kelly song. Gotham City is at least a fun song.
It was a fun song.
This is just awful.
Like I said in the beginning of this, I never thought I'd ever hear this piece of shit again. And yet here we are. And I'm so annoyed with it.
See? It's so bad.
Even when Dalvin told me what song he was going to bring, I'm like, holy shit, I deliberately blocked this song out because I hated it from the jump. I could not stand it when it first came out. I hate it even more now. I hate love now because of the song. I hate it.
Is there a theme with, I guess there is. That's what, the only reason why we're here. And Teresa said that it was, it was stupid to connect people with Bonnie and Clyde. But I'm just now realizing that Eminem also has a 97 Bonnie and Clyde. So
that's correct.
Eminem.
And that song is better than this one.
Yeah. Eminem and his Toxic Old Lady were the 97 Bonnie and Clyde, and Jay-Z and Beyonce are the 03 Bonnie and Clyde. I'm pretty sure Eminem and his old lady wins that contest. Yeah, Delvin, this is probably the whole time you've been coming on this show through the years. I think this is probably top three worst things you've ever brought.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
This is
for
bad.
Sure.
Break it down for me. Sometimes I trip on how happy we could be. Take them up top. So I put this on my line. Nobody and nothing will ever come between us, and I promise I'll give my life. Giving my trust if you was one more time. My friend, put this on my life. The air that I breathe in, all that I believe in, I promise I'll give my life. I'll give my trust if you was my boyfriend. I'm excited.
Keys out of the ignition and drop them on the
ground. Put your hands out of the
window. Let's get out of the
car. Step out of the car.
Don, Don,
Don.
Mexicans.
Son of a bitch.
That fucking Jason. Not them. Jay-Z's shipping in illegals.
I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for you meddling kids.
Plot twist.
Like, I want Jay-Z and Beyonce to like rip off the Mexican mask faces and stuff and just be
so fucking stupid.
I mean, that was really worth interrupting the song for, though, guys.
It was. I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, they were like, hey, Jay-Z smuggling in Mexicans.
Can we get that rumor started, please?
It's in the video. It's proof. He's smuggling in Mexicans. Y'all drive my nice car to the police, Mexicans. Whose plan was this? What part of Bonnie and Clyde this happened in?
Yeah, they might let you through, guys. They might let you through.
If they ask you anything, just say we don't speak English.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
señor. No,
this song is awful.
God, this is so self-indulgent.
I'm curious, where did Jay-Z and Beyonce wind up?
Well, we're gonna find out at the end of the video.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Will it be a to be continued? I sure hope.
Now they need a 24 Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, fuck. You're my girlfriend. That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Look for me. To be continued. Tune in next week to find out where Jay-Z and Beyonce wind up.
I never rooted for police brutality in my life until I saw that part of the video.
Oh, my God. That was annoying, Delvin.
Yes.
Solid choice, though.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry I had to sit through that with y'all. Listen, y'all should have just let me submit the song and leave.
Now I think you kind of do owe Brandon the pass.
I might have to consider not making him sit through that. That was awful.
Damn.
That was really bad.
Well, and something else that I found out about this song too, that I guess Toni Braxton, that she tried to go after them for copyright, because I think it was like a couple, either like the year or 2 years before she released a song sampling the Me and My Boyfriend part.
Oh.
And that, yeah, it was like basically everybody dogpiled on Toni Braxton being like, nah, why would we get any inspiration from you? Like, you're nothing, blah, 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 blah. Like, Kanye was dogging on her. Jay-Z was dogging on her. And so that became a whole to-do.
This makes me hate this song even more.
I would pick Toni Braxton over Beyonce's ass any day.
Oh, yeah.
Toni Braxton's fine. I'm not going to lie.
Fucking fine.
The fact that she, I think she's married to Birdman now, baffles me.
Who?
Oh, Toni Braxton?
Yes.
Really?
The Cash Money Birdman?
Yes. They've been like together for like a long time.
What?
Yeah.
Fact check that shit, Teresa.
Uno momento, por favor.
No way.
I think they broke up, end up getting back together. Toni Braxton and fucking Birdman.
That's the most odd couple ever.
I agree.
They were together from 2016 to 2022.
There you go.
So,
dang.
Wow.
Okay. That's a goofy motherfucker.
Good for him, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you bringing that piece of shit to the show. And I'm hoping that I can never, I never hear it again. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I never want to hear this again. Like, there's a reason I don't bring Jay-Z or Beyonce to the show. I don't want to hear them.
And I brought you both.
You son of a bitch.
Right to your front door. Like the plague.
Yeah, got him with both barrels. Good job.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's our turn to go up. And Red, since you brought this song to our attention, why doesn't Teresa tell us a little bit about it?
Bingo. That's what, see, wait a fucking minute. How do you get to take that power from me?
That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
Pocket sand, motherfucker.
That was a beautiful moment.
Anyway, Teresa, you want to tell us about our song?
Certainly. Well, we have a song that is all about Valentine's Day and the whole how hard it can be, you know, to find that perfect gift and all that shit, except it's not. Okay. It's a song that first listen, you don't really think there's anything necessarily too great about the song. Like, it's a whatever song. This is going to be a lyric song for sure, because this entire song is him complaining about how he's buying all this expensive stuff for all of his girlfriends and they're just not happy. So this is a love song, or like an anti-Valentine's Day song, basically him bragging about all this cool expensive shit he can buy because he's a millionaire.
Okay.
And this song, are you familiar with an artist by the name of Future?
Of course.
Oh, you are. Okay. Have you heard his song Worst Day?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, you're going to.
He has this is one getting of my, ready to be your worst day, though.
One of my favorite songs is so ridiculous and so fucking stupid. It's called Fucking Up Commas.
This is the first Future song I've ever heard. And I mean, full disclosure, when we were trying to come down to like what song we were going to bring, like I was against this until I looked at the lyrics and like, nope, I'm hook, line, and sinker.
Well, that's Future's thing. For those who don't know, Future is like King Toxicity. Like, if you go on Twitter or go on any social media site and all the toxic memes you see of a black guy, like reading the book, like says women deserve less, that's Future. that's his whole thing. Like,
oh, so he's in the manosphere type thing?
Yes, he's like the spokesperson for that type of stuff. Like, he, for those who don't know, he is, he was dating Sierra.
Oh, okay.
And her son is now being raised by Russell Wilson because Future don't take care of his goddamn kids. He has like 10 kids. He's like a multimillionaire. He has like 10 kids. Wow. And he don't take care of none of them motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ. Well, like I said, this is going to be a lyric song, and this song is just drowning in the auto-tune. So stop me at any time. I've got the lyrics pulled up. I will gladly transcribe.
Let's go.
This song goes by quick, Delvin. So like, there's really no solid stopping points to this. You're going to interrupt something one way or another.
Yeah.
Okay.
that's the thing. The lyrics, like, it's it just meshes together. It's okay. A mess.
So it's a regular Future song.
Yeah, I guess.
Apparently, according to you.
He'd just be saying shit.
All right, here is Future Worst Day.
Valentine's Day, the worst day, got too many to please. I probably have a pink pill and put my mind at ease. I brought you all these gifts and your heart all in peace. Got to pass out new whips, yeah, but all this one is me. Got a Glock under a pillow, she blunt for my game. Not trying to lie to you, I don't want to explain. Took off on a store run and jumped on a plane. Every single birthday, another private location. Valentine's Day, the worst day, got too many to please. Spent over 100 G's and she still wasn't pleased. 800 G's.
He said he went for a store run and hopped on a plane. This man is the GOAT. He said, fuck this, I'm never coming back.
He just validated everything you just said, though.
Yep. And that's the thing. First section is Valentine's Day, the worst day, got too many to please. I popped half a pain pill and put my mind at ease. I bought you all these gifts, tearing your heart all in pieces. Try to pass out new whips. Yeah, but all you want is me. Got a Glock under her pillow. She blowing for my gang. Not trying to lie to you. I don't want to explain. Took off on a store run and jumped on a plane. Every single birthday, another private location.
That's a legend.
it's annoying because he rhymes every line in that that little bit, except the very end, he feels like just throwing in the word location just for shits and gigs.
Yeah, that's Future.
You know, Delvin, you can't just say that's Future ever. For every comment.
Yeah, I can't. That is how he is.
That's our Future.
Yeah, that's Future. I'm still not getting over the fact that he said goes to the store. He goes on a milk run and just like, fuck this shit. I'm getting on a plane. Fuck them kids.
Well, because he says later in the song that he's got all these girlfriends, and even in an interview that he's like, yeah, I'm Polly. Like, you know, I buy all these chicks, all these gifts, and they always want more, more, more. I can't make them happy. And sometimes I just want to leave and go to someone who's going to be grateful. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, dude, maybe stop throwing your fucking money around.
He has like 10 times. He keeps leaving. That's the problem. He's like evil Nick Cannon.
The bizarro Nick Cannon. Oh, my. Yeah.
He just like gets women pregnant, don't take care of his goddamn kids. That's Future.
Jesus.
Damn it, man.
Well, we're only 38 seconds in.
He said a lot in 38 seconds.
No, well, he said a lot.
A lot of nothing.
Well, and that's the thing that it's just like, that's what I don't understand of the appeal of this mush mouth rap style, that it's like there have been rappers out there that can squeeze all that stuff and you can hear them perfectly. Why can't you?
Yes, good point.
I hate the song.
You're welcome.
All she want is me. It's a treat when we meet up, whenever we meet. She want me to be there on February 14th. I come through when I get a chance, we gotta be brief. So the LV briefcase, I'm just keeping it a G. Made it out the trenches, got more stripes than a Z. When you got more than one, two, three, four, five, six bitches. Valentine's the worst day when a nigga rich. Got more than one. Got Catholics, got Christians, got a Muslim, got Egyptian. They saying they miss me. Won't settle for no quickie, gotta wind up in they Vickies. I leave out and go miss. I done traveled a long distance, bought a house and another. Try to talk to you, but I know you won't get it. I know if it don't kill you, you gon' feel it. Valentine's Day though.
This song is mixed terribly.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's really badly mixed. I don't know if y'all know this. Future's like a big star. Like, he has an album with Drake. Like, not a song, an album with Drake.
Yeah, I think that came out, what, last year?
I think so, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a huge star. He should pay for better mixing than this shit, because this is mixed really bad. This sounds like some shit off of, like Fruity Loops. Right. Like, he bought the trial of Fruity Loops. And he didn't want to pay for the rest. So he was like, I'll just go with this trial beat.
Well, and you know what this reminds me of? I just realized it, like, as it was playing. Red, who was that one guy that you brought last year? It just had that solo, or it was just straight that guitar riff throughout the entire song. It was that Mushmouth rapper.
Teresa, do you know how many fucking artists I brought to the show last year?
DaBaby.
You got to narrow it down. You got to narrow it down.
Yeah, DaBaby.
Yeah, DaBaby.
Oh, yeah.
This sound like that guitar riff and the beat to it, it sounds like a sped up version of that. So I just wonder if DaBaby stole this from Future for his song.
Probably. They're in the same family of artists.
No, Delvin. You're not talking about DaBaby. We're talking about DaBaby.
DaBaby? Who the fuck is DaBaby?
We'll have to show you after this show.
No, don't do that. Never mind. I'm sorry.
It's not DaBaby. It's not the baby. It's DaBaby.
There are some things I didn't ask to see. Drake's dick and DaBaby are two of the whole things on the list I did not ask to see. But apparently it's being forced on me.
Speaking of it being mixed terribly, you know what really grinds my gears about this fucking song?
What's that?
Everything?
All of it's forward, and it really pisses me off in the beat is the hi-hats.
Yeah.
I can't stand that shit. That is fucking aggravating. That's the worst part of this song to me, is that.
I think it's the poor use of auto-tune in his voice.
That too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, hearing a rich man complain about fucking a bunch of women, that's the worst part of the song about me. Like, you're a millionaire, almost a billionaire. You complain about having sex with multiple women on Valentine's Day? Get the fuck out of here. Shut up.
He's complaining about, oh, I can't make all these women happy with all these gifts. You're creating your own problems. Like, maybe stop showering multiple women with all these lavish gifts. Like, shower one woman with gifts. Shower her with your love.
Or, Teresa, who fucking cares?
Thank you.
You don't have to make anyone happy. Who gives a fuck if they're happy or not? You're paying them money. They might as well be hookers. What are you talking about?
They probably are.
Yeah.
He's impregnated a bunch of escorts from Vegas. Like,
I'm giving them all the money and they ain't even happy. Shut up. Okay, I'm not hearing that shit. I'm out here broke.
Well, and my biggest gripe with the song, this was a perfect opportunity that you could have actually griped about, you know, being heartbroken on Valentine's Day. Like, oh yeah, I've got this girl, you know, I showered her with gifts. You know, she doesn't want me. She broke up, you know, something, give me something. But rather than, oh, I bought her a Mercedes Benz, whatever. And she's like, well, I want more. I want to go on this trip. And then this other bitch, I bought her a castle. And she's like, well, I want the moon. Fuck these hoes. And it's like, this is so pathetic.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of like the black rich version of Wham. All she wants. This is like if a black dude wrote that song and just made it toxic. That's what this is.
First, they got 2 minutes to please. I probably have a pink pill and put my mind at ease. I brought y'all these gifts and your heart all in peace. Try to pass out new whips, yeah, but all this one is me. Got a Glock on the pillow, she blunt for my game. Not trying to lie to you, I don't want to explain. Took off on a store run and jumped on a plane. Every single birthday, another private location. Through the laughing and the cheering, praying for a better day. I'm getting nine, get it in, smashing on acceleration. Do it times 10, upper echelon, heavyweight. Working out my differences with hard work and dedication.
I'm a horrible person.
Doing one thing, chasing another.
That's the truest shit you've said the whole song.
Part of the addiction, the compulsive behavior, chasing something.
Long distance.
Okay, I have to make a side note about that. That this guy, he's an actual like social media relationship guru. I guess people got pissed because that guy has been shown to be like a scammer.
Well, he's shown to be dead because he's dead now.
Oh, he's dead?
He's 100% dead. He died of like a year ago.
Oh, okay. I guess like people are like, why are you going to the scam lord? Because I guess even in real life, he was getting relationship advice from him. And he's like, no, you keep doing what you're doing. Just try to find better women.
Well, that's good advice. That's good advice. I'm not mad at it.
So all this is that old man psychiatrist dude's fault?
I don't know.
I can't remember his name, but he was really big like for a brief period of time, like a couple years. He was like really, really huge because people was like, you know, he would give advice to women. He'll tell women,
Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels. That's correct.
Yeah.
He would like really talk to you. He'll tell women like, hey, because women like women would call him, which is wild. They would call him and ask him for advice. He would be like, you know what? Maybe you need to lose some weight first. Get yourself, make yourself presentable. No man wants you because you're a low value woman. You need to go out there and do something with your life. And people would like get mad at him for saying that stuff. But at the same time, like, you called him.
And he was also charging thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you called him. If you stop calling him.
And he does what now?
Relationship advice.
Relationship guru. Or he was. Yeah. Since he's dead now.
Now he's a relationship guru in hell. he gives Lucifer advice.
So he's like the black Dr. Ruth?
Black toxic Dr. Ruth.
I would say more like Dr. Phil.
Yes. Also a fraud.
Yeah.
Okay.
In and out when we link up. Trench to the floor, keep her all to pick my mink up. Make reservations, just a chick in my coat. My inspiration, never let it drag on the floor. I'm turning up some more, I'd have been too damn broke. Feel like I'm God level, so many chicks I adore. Avoiding our hurt, riding in circles in our Venador. Choose one and you're gonna make the other ones feel less than Valentine's Day, the worst. They got 2 minutes to please. I popped to have a pink pill and put my mind at ease. I punch all these gifts, tearing your heart all in peace. Had to pass out new whips, yeah, but all this one is
me.
Had a Glock under a pillow, she blunt for.
Did you notice something about this video?
That it's awful.
He shot with it on that his too. Phone.
Well, that too. All the fucking women look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like why have six different girlfriends that all look a fucking like? That makes no sense.
He has a type, Belvin.
Yeah.
No.
If I'm gonna have a type, six girlfriends, I have a type.
No.
Teresa has a type.
No. If I'm gonna Brandon get six girlfriends, type. I promise you, they're all gonna look different. How the fuck can he tell them apart?
Yeah, I get it. Variety is the spice of life. I understand, but. People have types. He has a type.
But why do it if they all look exactly the same?
That's a good point.
It's a very good point. I'm just saying.
Same body, same shape, same round ass face. All these bitches look exactly the same. Why cheat if you're going to cheat with the same goddamn girl? You're doing this wrong, Future.
Now, if he
cheating advice.
If he has all these girls, they look alike. It would be super easy for him if they all had the same name. That way he wouldn't ever call the wrong name.
That's a good point. See,
and I bet he probably does role play and be like, "Nah, your new name is this," and like all their names, it's like, you know, Bambi.
He's like the type of dude who named his girls the same name, just with a different like letter at the end of it, like Tasha.
Yeah,
Tasha with a K, Takara. It's all weird shit. Just a bunch of old bitches with the same goddamn name. This fucking song sucks. Girls are fine, I will say that, but they all look the same. The same girl.
And going back to your point that maybe they're just escorts, because they all kind of look like escorts.
Yeah.
Like they don't just
all work
like,
at the same place.
Probably. Hooters. Maybe you got a group rate.
Did you say Hooters?
Yes, I did.
For my game, not trying to lie to you, I don't want to explain. Took off on a store run and jumped on a plane. Every single birthday, another private location. Valentine's Day, the worst thing, got 2 minutes to please. I popped to have a pink pill and put my mind at ease. I brought you all these gifts and your heart all in peace. Got to pass out new whips, yeah, but I didn't want to.
Plot twist.
How's it feel to get cheated on?
So, yeah, that was a Future with Worst Day.
Terrible song.
I'm with Red on that beat. That hi-hat was atrocious. And
it was.
Like once they finally got rid of it at the end, and you could actually hear the piano and the guitar in it, And I'm like, oh, that's actually not terrible. I wish that was actually something you could hear throughout the entire song.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop through the entire thing, except for in the end, at the end right there. It's just.
Well, and I don't know.
Thing about it.
Maybe it's my headphones. I don't know. But like, it sounded like they kept moving like the hi-hats back and then the guitar forward, the guitar back. Mm-hmm. Like it just kept kind of ebbing and flowing. And it was really bothering me. So like I said, I don't know if it was just my connection or what.
It's called bad mixing.
Yes.
Like he took that shit to the flea market and got it mixed. It's just trash.
Well, that was a rough one to get through, guys. Yeah. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Well, at least it was shorter.
Yeah. By about 2 minutes, thank God.
That is the positive thing I can say about this whole. And the girls were pretty. Yeah, they were pretty girls. All look the same, but they're all pretty. Look exactly the same.
I feel like it was, now that you mentioned that they all look the same, I feel like it was the same girl dressed up in different costumes.
That's what it looked like.
And
different hairdos, yeah.
And
then he gets his heart broken for real at the end.
Good.
So she was playing him the whole time by dressing like different girls and playing him and getting all these gifts from him. That's that's the thing, I think.
You're making a better story than this video did.
Red rewrites music videos.
That's something I do on the
side. So, Delvin, if you had to pick one, though, for this week, which one do you think is going to take it?
You know what? I think the Jay-Z and Beyonce song is the worst song out of the two because the Jay-Z Beyonce song's awful. You expect more from Jay-Z and Beyonce. And two, I think the Future song has a comedic value to it. And because this generation of kids are stupid and they like Future, they're just going to listen to this song high as fuck anyway, so they don't care. They're not pay attention to what he's saying. They're like, oh, it's a beat. Future. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. Both songs are pretty bad. I don't think I want to hear either song ever again.
Well, that's too bad because unfortunately one of them has to move on for Shitty Song of the Year. And how's that going to happen? Well, you go over to shittysong.show and you're going to decide which one of these train wrecks deserves to move on. If you think the boring, monotonous nothing from two fucking icons is the shittier song this week, then you vote for Jay-Z. Otherwise, Future and that mushmouth complaining about having too good of a fucking life is going to move on.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a hard one. This is a Sophie's choice. Do you vote for the megastar power couple or do you vote for the megastar and his six women that look all the same?
No. This could go either way, I think.
It really could.
I agree. It's going to be a tough one for y'all. But y'all go out there and vote. That's the key thing.
Absolutely.
There's no other time this year you need to vote for anything else. Fuck all that other shit. Now is the time you need to vote.
This go is out the only there thing to the polls. Voting for.
Yes. Go out to your shitty song of the week polls. Get there early and vote for the song. I'm not going to tell you which one to vote for. I'm not that type of guy. I'm not going to pass out buttons and stuff like that. I let the people choose for themselves. But this is the only election that matters. Trust me on this one.
We should come up with like shitty song of the week, I voted stickers.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's a great idea, Brandon.
Skatrick just said, I voted. Y'all like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Vote for Skatrick.
Well, Delvin, I want to thank you for coming on and annoying me with something that I never thought I'd hear again. I really do appreciate that.
No problem.
Next time
I'll just bring you cancer.
Hey, you could.
Probably be a better experience for you.
Yeah, probably would.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked out for Toby Keith, right? Yeah.
R.I.P.
But you can't ask Toby Keith because he's dead.
Yeah, oh, well.
R.I.P. Yeah. Is there anything you want to promote while you're here, bud?
Nah, fuck that. Check out City Song of the Week. I'm Green Lantern and Justin League Mortal. Go check that out if you want to go listen to some cool stuff. Me killing people as a superhero. That's cool.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And don't forget to check out the Delvin's Cock Experience.
Yeah.
The Delvin Cock Experience.
Close enough. Look, go also go check out City Song of the Week's OnlyFans where you can see Red play with his beard.
Yeah.
Is that what goes on there?
Yeah, Red playing with his beard.
That and I superimposed my face onto the Drake video.
Yeah, very true. We're going to get some Teresa feet pics on there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You don't want to see what I'm working
with. We're going to show all the bunions, people. Get your dollars lined up. And if you pay a little extra, I might show you my pinky toe.
And
it's not a pretty sight. there's supposed to be a nail there. There may not be.
You got to pay that sweet $5 to find out.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What are we doing here?
I'm trying to make Brandon laugh. This whole show has just been a ruse to make Brandon laugh.
You son of a bitch. I knew it.
Plot twist again.
Just a scam.
Red, is there anything that we should promote while we're here?
I don't know. Teresa, is there anything we should plug while we're here?
Nah, just listen to the end of the show. We have a new bumper. That's where you can find all the show links, all our social media handles, all that jazz. So just stay tuned at the end of the show and you'll get all that info.
Wow, yeah, I'm gone for two weeks. You guys change everything on me, huh?
Yeah. So I guess, Brandon, you shouldn't ask that anymore because Brandon's or Teresa's got a bumper now.
Yeah, I know, right? I got to take that off the script.
Good job, Teresa.
Thank you.
I think it's important to be as lazy as possible when you record a podcast. like if you can.
I'm a busy woman.
Pre-record all your lines for the podcast, including laughs and jokes.
Hey, at least on the bumper, I don't fuck up every week. So there.
That is a good point.
That's true. That's a
good point. See? Yeah. Looking pretty good now, huh?
I like it.
Well, I think that's as good a place as any to wrap this up, guys. So as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And I'm Teresa.
And until next time.
Later.
Bye.
God damn it.
Head over to shittysong.show, where you can access past Shitty Song of the Year winners, where you can vote and see weekly poll results. If you'd like to support the show, sign up at patreon.com/SSOTW for the $5 shitbox tier. Every Sunday, you will gain early voting access and the video version of the show. Also, you'll get hidden tracks, shit blankets, and so much more.
Hey.
Reach out to us on Twitter at Shitty Song Pod, at Red SSOTW, and at Assistant Treads. Enjoy the Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, and hang out with us, guests, and other listeners. And I'm a roller, put us together. How they gonna stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The old 3